Welcome to On the Verge. I am Kara Bradley, bringing you these weekly insights, these experiences from the edge, from where I'm playing, from how I'm participating, and from what I'm finding out from getting underneath, beyond, and above all of the conventional ways of I've been living. The ways I've been living. Well, I am here on Long Island where my husband Brian and I have been living for the last month. We are heading out today, and so I feel like it's a ripe opportunity to come to you with some of the stuff that's bubbling up for me. We are headed cross country for the next 2 months. And why are we doing this? Well, we are doing this to unpack, unburden, untangle the way we've been living, so that we can see more clearly how we've been living, patterns we've been habitually living by, and what has been obstructing or hiding us from living in our fullness, from participating with life fully. And that is what I want to talk to you about today. But first, let me tell you that these episodes are sponsored by Amari Global. Amari Global is the mental wellness company that I work with that is building peer-to-peer human networks to bring their best-in-class micronutrients for mental fitness to the world. I am so excited about partnering with this company and amazing human beings, and I invite you to jump onto the show notes to find out more about my protocols, my daily protocols, and how you can boost your mood, your motivation, your metabolism, and more through these incredibly best-in-class products. All right, let's get on with it. We have been on Long Island for 1 month. And it is coming to an end. Being here has been one of the best decisions I've made in a long time. I haven't lived on Long Island in 30 years, and being so close to my family, my mom and my brothers, to childhood friends, being so close to the water, to the Long Island Sound, we're just across the street, where I grew up, the smells, the feel, the sky, the whole essence of my childhood I have been steeped in, and I've loved every moment, except those natty buggers that come out sometimes at night. But well, now we must go. You know, now we are heading on the road to continue with our Game B experiment. This experiment in living without a home, without a house, without stuff, without roles that we accumulate by living in one place. And we are continuing this Game B experiment. And I want to talk to you just for a moment about Game B. Game B is an orientation of how to live and work in the world, where the orientation is about humans flourishing and the planet thriving. Now, Game B isn't a philosophy. It's not a political stance. It's not a way to change the world, per se. But it is a shifting of how we walk in the world. It's a shifting of focus, of orientation around everyone winning, humans winning. Not a win-lose situation, but a win-win. How do we live in a world where everyone is lifted up, not just a few? And there's more on this Game B lifestyle that we're experimenting with on our Now page on my website, KaraBradley.net. This isn't something that we've made up. This is a way of living in the world, working in the world, participating in the world, in business, in trade, where there is more of a win-win attitude, where there's more of a way of working and playing together to lift us all up. So take a look if you're curious, and I'll be talking about it more in episodes ahead as we hit the road. But back to today, we are leaving this known entity, this familiar area of Long Island where I grew up, the familiarness of being around family, and we are headed straight into the unknown, into the uncertain. Now, you don't have to do what we're doing to experience the aliveness, the vividness, the direct experience of being in the unfamiliar. In fact, I talk about this a lot in my work, in my book. I write about ripe opportunities when we are right there at the edge, right there on the verge, where we feel alive, where we feel awake, where we feel at the edge of our seat and in our skin and in our game and in flow. And so we're just doing this. We're just doing this kind of 24/7. I mean, you can certainly play an experiment on the verge, at the edge, in flow, in different areas of your life, even just in how you move your body or what you eat or changing up how you read, what you read. You can lean into the uncertain. It's uncomfortable to not be in the familiar. It's uncomfortable to let go of burdens, to let go of that psychic weight I talked about a few weeks ago. It releases more energy in us, and sometimes that's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to release the familiar, to see patterns in ways that you've been living, to clear the systems, or as my meditation teacher, Scott McBride, often says, to clean the pipes. Right? It's uncomfortable to get that raw and to participate with life directly, more purely, because we start to access potential, intelligence, a deeper way of participating with the world. This is what we are. We, Brian and I, are directly seeking, if you will, by letting go of everything that's known and familiar. So I have a great quote for you, something that has guided my life for, I think, 20 years. And it's Pema Chodron. She is a meditation teacher and the first American female Buddhist nun. I love her. I haven't met her, but I love her. And she says, and this, like I said, has guided me for years, to be fully alive, fully human, and completely awake is to be continually thrown out of the nest. To live fully is to be always in no man's land. To experience each moment as completely new and fresh. To live is to be willing to die over and over again. Bam. Wow. To be thrown out of the nest, to be in no man's land. It's where we wake up. It's where we feel most alive. It's where we release the familiar. And this is what our experiment is all about. It's not to be special. It's not to stand out. It's actually to be more ordinary, more simple, more pure, more unadorned, so that we can be of use to others. In our understanding ourselves more, it's our hope that we can now be of use to others in your shifting, in your playing, in your experimenting, in your reorienting in this game B lifestyle, in your exploring how to look at your own patterns, your habits, your beliefs, how you contribute to a world where humans flourish and the planet thrives. So we are not here to judge anyone. We're not here to create rules. We're here to release the familiar in our own lives so that we can learn what it means to live fully, to be fully human, to be fully alive, as Pema Chodron says, to explore life at a deeper level, to participate with life in a new way. So we are really on the verge today as we head out. We are actually heading here from Long Island up to New Hampshire to change out clothing, to pack up our camping gear, to put the tent on the roof, and then we head out on the road, cross the country that I will be sharing with you to learn more about ourselves and to learn more about how to play this game in a different way, in a more game-y way where there is an essence of win, 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 win. May we all win. May we all shine. May we all lift each other up. May we all experience life fully. May we all participate in the direct experience of this human journey that we're all on together. So I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I am truly at the edge here. I am kind of going into new territory. I'm not sitting back on my heels in what I've been teaching or speaking about for the last couple of decades. I'm really in no man's land. So if I sound a little clumsy, if I fumble on my words, it's because I'm playing a new game. And I'd love to explore this game with you. So again, go on my Now page on my website to dive in deeper into this game-y orientation. And this isn't, like I said, not just ours. This is what many others out there have been experimenting with and experiencing. And finally, take a look at the show notes for some past episodes where I've pointed to some of the stuff I've talked about today. And also, if you're interested in putting your hat in the ring to win a free box of Amari Energy, I'm doing a little free giveaway. It's a $60 retail value. Energy is one of my go-to morning non-negotiables. It's a powdered drink that is rocket fuel for me in the morning. It's great tasting. It provides me with mental energy. It lifts my mood. It gives me the best mental performance possible for my day of exploration and contribution to the world. It's all natural, proprietary blend of Asian apple, New Zealand pine bark, French grape, guayusa, and matcha. So if you'd want to throw your hat in the ring, just write a review for this podcast. Take a picture of it on your phone, send it to me on social media, Messenger, DM me on Instagram, LinkedIn, or just email me. And you'll put your hat in the ring. I'm going to take in a week or two, I'm going to do a little drawing and I will send you a free box of energy. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for being you and being willing to explore your lives, your life, just as I am experimenting and exploring mine. Until next time, be well.